This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Grief is typically associated with a reaction to a loss of someone or something in our lives. It is typically in response to death, although grief can occur any time when an outcome of reality is not what we wanted, hoped for, or expected. Grief can cause us to cycle through various stages, and you probably know where this is going. The five stages of grief in order that they appear are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. These stages are our attempts to process change and protect ourselves while we adapt to a new reality. When we think about the market cycles, especially during market shocks, I have seen these five stages manifest themselves through investor behavior and opinion. And we can see some of these behaviors today. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of October 10th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. When equity markets fall, especially when they fall as fast and as hard as they have this year, market opinion tends to cycle through the five stages of grief. I saw this through the 2008 Great Financial Crisis, the tech wreck in 2000, and today we are asking ourselves, if we compare the past to the present, are we seeing the same cycle appear? Stage one is denial. There is no bear market. Higher valuations are the new normal. There is no recession. And my favorite, inflation is transitory. Obviously, this is what we've been going through in 2021 and early 2022. Denial is not uncommon. In 2007, investors were in denial that the subprime crisis affecting the banks was limited to Wall Street and wasn't a Main Street problem. Back in 2000, if you questioned the excessive valuation of dot-com stocks, you were likely faced with the answer of, you don't understand technology. The route of tech companies today seems eerily familiar. Stage two is anger. In 2008, the finger of blame for the credit crisis was pointed in almost every direction. From the U.S. real estate speculators to the banks that underwrote what then were called ninja loans that stood for no income, no job, or assets, to the far-off Nordic country of Iceland and its banks that had massively overextended themselves. In 2022, the anger may be more focused in its direction towards central banks and their first denial of inflation, stage one, to their aggressive rate hikes. It seems every time Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, takes the mic to pledge he will do whatever it takes to fight inflation, anger, expressed as equity market volatility, appears. The third stage is bargaining. There's an old bumper sticker that shows up in Alberta every once in a while that says, please God, just give me one more oil boom and this time I promise I won't waste it. The tone in the financial media has changed recently to that somewhat of bargaining. The call is for the Federal Reserve, Bank of Canada, and others to be done with the rate hikes to spare the economy of recession. Stop the rate hikes now, otherwise we're going to see economic calamity. Maybe if we all band together and have one cohesive message, central bankers will back down. Sometimes bargaining and anger end up in their own loop going back and forth with every economic report. Stage four is depression, and it's usually easy to recognize. This is when investors give up, typically to redeem their equity positions or mutual funds and go to cash. In June of 2002, U.S. investors redeemed $75 billion in equity and balanced funds, 2 months before the market low. Redemptions peaked in September and October of 2008 as investors pulled $145 billion out of the market. The S&P 500 index bottomed 5 months later in March of 2009. In March of 2020, $92 billion was redeemed, right at the bottom of the market. Since May of this year, investors have pulled $217 billion out of equity and balanced funds, with September topping $55 billion alone. Now, when I talk to clients, it sounds like we are at the depression stage, which isn't a bad thing. Market euphoria scares me a lot more than market depression. This is when equity valuations start to get attractive. Now, the final step is acceptance. In the later aughts, people finally moved past the dot-com bubble and realized there were tech companies out there that had real value and real profit. I can only speculate where we are in the current cycle. We likely have a recession in front of us in 2023, and central bankers may not be done with their rate hikes. But then again, the drop in valuation on the S&P 500 from its March high of 2021 is almost identical to the drop that we saw during the tech wreck in 2000 through 2002, ultimately bottoming in 2002. Now, we don't yet know what acceptance will bring, but if it is anything like the prior cycles, there will be plenty of opportunity. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.